Dozens of homeless people and their advocates urged the Oakland City Council take action to open the former Army base for the homeless, particularly those displaced from the city's largest encampment on Wood Street. Jessica, also known as Freeway, Jazz, and Clutch, were among the many in-house speakers urging action so they could have a safe place to relocate to.
It's already hard enough being on the streets. The last thing we need to be worrying about is whether or not elected officials are going to send the cops in the dark of night or without any notice, and we're going to be set with a surprise eviction and have to scramble to hold on with the little bit that we have.
Wood Street got hit hard recently, and there are a lot of us looking for, we need a place to go. Everywhere we go, we get kicked out and met with so many cops and so much violence and brutality, but we're not the only ones. There's encampments across Oakland that are getting met with violence every day.
I've been told that I can have housing, but in 30 days. Even though I'm being evicted today.
The council voted overwhelmingly to allocate $100,000 to pursue a permit from the Department of Toxic Substances Control so the Army base that is in part contaminated could be used for temporary housing. Councilmember Noel Gallo was a sole no vote. Dan Kolb abstained. The council also approved additional funding for homeless services on Wood Street to the tune of $3.6 million for a 100-cabin community. But Councilmember Carol Fife objected, citing cronyism in handling contracts for homeless services.
Because there are some things at the emergency site that I stood up at 3rd and Peralta that were really what appeared to be overpriced. And at that time, the city administrator said that we would have additional oversight through our public works department on the cost of services for our contractors. But it looks like we are still going with the same contractor who I was told in a meeting of at least a half dozen people that we were giving contracts to because they were a friend of Mayor Schaaf's. To me, this is problematic. We do not have the type of oversight to ensure that we are spending tax dollars appropriately.
She also said it appears there was a no-bidding process for a multi-million-dollar contract for homeless services. The city manager said they've updated its oversight criteria based on a grand jury report and recommendations. The funding passed. The Oakland City Council also voted to hold on approving a policy for OPD, Oakland's Police Department's use of military weapons, including lethal robots that could be armed with live rounds, flash grenades, and other weaponry. During public comment, Oakland resident Jasmine read parts of the policy she found egregious.
Flashbangs are authorized for entry for any barricaded subject. Barricaded could just be someone in a car. So is it really a good time to use a flashbang? OPD has access to assault rifles, basically at their own discretion. But are we teaching them what that discretion is? We're not sure. So I think more clarity is required here as well. Now, on the last note is shotguns loaded with specialty impact munitions are authorized for children as young as 11. So are you really comfortable approving a policy that says it's okay to shoot a sixth grader?
The council did not approve the policy and will revisit it at a later date. I'm Christina Onestet, reporting for KPFA.